on the campus of Paul D. Shriver Senior High School tonight with the first round matchup of the Nassau County playoffs. The Port Washington Vikings play host to the visiting Plainview JFK Hawks. I'm Matt Levine, sitting next to my partner Dylan Spilko from beautiful Port Washington, New York. A terrific basketball game for you tonight. It's the four-seeded Plainview JFK Hawks against the seeded Port Washington Vikings at the three seed, and they are the home team. And now let's go to Dylan with tonight's keys to the game.
Well, Matt started things off. Number one, win the rebound battle. Daniel Dash and Xavier Merriweather are going to have their hands full today grabbing the ball off the glass against this Hawks team that has solid rebounding players up their sleeves. Moving on to number two is getting production from that bench. Sharpshooter Evan Goldstein is going to need to contribute in a huge way for Port to be successful, like he did last week in the final home game of the regular season, scoring 25 points on 7 three-pointers. And the last key to the game is Xavier Merriweather. He has been Port's best player all year. He has made 91 free throws in just 19 games and is playing atop all the Long Island class, and he is averaging just above 22 points per game and is a huge contributor to this Port offense. We're just moments away from tipping things off here. Let's take a look at these starting lineups. For Plainview, a talented starting five is the point guard, Brandon Becker, guard, Andrew Cardello, forward, Jack Stafford, forward, Justin Lambert, and center, Brandon Mintz.
And now for the Vikings, it's the dynamic duo of senior Jake Block and sophomore Tyler Moore handling the backcourt duties. At the three for Port is the incredible Xavier Merriweather. Down low for the Vikings is Adam Mizrahi, and rounding out the starting five is 6'7 monster Daniel Dash. And we will be back here live from Port Washington with tip-off of this first round matchup. And we are just getting ready to get the tip off here. Daniel Dash against Jack Stafford. Tip is off and won by Dash to Jake Block. Block, quick pass to Merriweather. Merriweather, big shot, drives, puts up a layup, and it's good. A quick bucket for Port Washington early on here. And Becker bringing up the ball, guarded by sophomore Tyler Moore. A good crossover move gives it to Stafford. To Cardello, back to Becker at the top of the key. Backdoor cut, Stafford drives. Guarded by Dash, a wild shot. No good, rebounded by Merriweather. Gives it to Block, outlet pass to Merriweather. Excuse me, Mizrahi. Mizrahi to Moore. Moore in the corner, drives. Big shot. Good cut by Merriweather in the basket. Shot no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds by Daniel Dash. It will be Hawks basketball.
The Vikings will look to pound the basket early as they look to pressure Plainview early and often at the basket trying to draw the quick pass.
And Cardello with the ball, gives it to Lambert. Gives it to Becker at half court. Back to Mintz at the top of the key, gives it to Lambert, guarded by Mizrahi. Gives it to Cardello at the right wing. Jab step, spin move, good up and under, and the layup is good. Jake Block crosses half court, gives it to Merriweather. Merriweather cannot handle it, it's stolen by Stafford. Gives it to Becker, Becker drives up the court. Lambert, stutter step, behind the back move. Gives it to Becker. Guarded heavily by Moore. Passes to the right wing to Lambert. Gives it to Cardello, guarded by Block. Gives it to Becker. Back to Cardello. Cardello thinks about shooting, drives, puts up the shot, off the glass, no good. Dash with the rebound. Merriweather bringing the ball up. Gives it to Mizrahi. Mizrahi crosses the court. Cross court pass to Moore. Moore pulls up from the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by Dash. Dash throws it away. Stolen by Cardello. Cardello drops. Euro step over. Swim move. Basket no good. Block with the rebound. Drives. Good move. And he's fouled. Blocking foul.
That's a good drive from Jake Block there, but you see Port struggling early. It looks like the playoff jitters making some unanswered passes. Daniel Dash there. Had a good offensive rebound, but then passes directly to the opposite side. The
foul is on number 21, Brandon Becker of the Hawks. Jake Block goes to the line for two. First shot is no good. A rare sighting of Jake Block. Fully missing a free throw, coming not even close to the basket. His second offering from the line. With screams from the Plainview fans, his second shot is good. A 3-2 lead for the Vikings. Stafford bringing up the ball. Guarded by Merriweather. Gives it to Becker at the top of the key. Back to Stafford. Screened by Lambert. Stafford drives. Pulls up. Guarded by Dash. Shot no good. Rebounded by Merriweather. Merriweather. Fast break. Good move. Lusty layup. No good. And it's tipped off of Stafford on the rebound. Staying here for basketball with a fresh shot clock.
Merriweather's finding the lanes. He just can't seem to finish the layup to give Ford a load in the lead.
Merriweather inbounds some more. Gives it to Mizrahi. Mizrahi back to Merriweather. Stafford diving and falls. And the ball is kicked away out of bounds by Justin Lambert. And that will stay here again with 29 seconds on the shot clock. Court basketball under their own basket. The inbound to Moore. Same exact play. Gives it to Mizrahi. Mizrahi to Merriweather. Back to Mizrahi. Mizrahi for three. No good. In and out. Rebounded by Merriweather. And Merriweather gets the tip in. A 5-2 lead for the Vikings. Stafford getting the point guard duties on this play. Lambert bringing up the ball. Gives it to Becker at the top of the key. Falls out the play. Gives it to Cardello, guarded by Block. A one-handed pass to Stafford in the paint. And there's a foul on the floor before the shot. The foul is on Xavier Merriweather of Fort Washington. And checking into the game for the Hawks, number 20, Alec Ash, is in for number 33, Brandon Mintz. Just under 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Stafford with the ball. Gives it to Becker. Becker guarded by Moore. Gives it to Cardello. A good move, drives right. Blocked away by Daniel Dash. Rejected. A huge block by Dash.
Excellent timing by Daniel on that one. He had success in that in the final home game of the year. And you look for that to continue into this playoff game against the Hawks.
Inbound to Ash. Ash gives it to Stafford. Screen. Pull up. Two-pointer. In and out. Rebounded by Ash. Offensive rebound. Cardello. Spin move. Up and under. Good move to the layup. Gets the basket to fall into the 5-4 Vikings lead. Jake Block gives it to Moore. Merriweather with the ball. Top of the key. Drives right. Puts up the contested shot. No good. Offensive rebound by Dash. Jake Block gets it again. Cross-court pass to Merriweather. Merriweather drives. Pull up from the paint. No good. And a good box out by the Hawks. And rebounded by the Hawks. Cardello drives. And he's bumped. That will be a shooting foul. Blocking foul on number 20, Adam Mizrahi.
Mizrahi looking a little shaken up after that one. He didn't set his feet to get the charge completely. He's kneeling over a little. Want to keep an eye out for that one as the game continues.
And Port Washington fans did not like that call. Why would they? It's against their own team. And Cardello is at the line shooting two. The first shot is no good. Hits the back rim and falls out. He will get another shot. Becker is all the way back on the Port Washington side. Cardello's second shot is good and is tied at five apiece with 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Jake Block gives it to Merriweather. To Moore at the right wing. Moore, cross-court pass, tipped and stolen by Lambert. A 1-on-0 break, and he hits the layup. And that is the Hawks' first lead of the game. Jake Block gets the ball, crosses half court, gives it to Merriweather. To Mizrahi in the corner. Mizrahi appears to travel, does not get the call. And Merriweather gives it to Moore. Jake Block fakes the shot, driving. Good tank, fake pass. And Dash cannot handle it. Appears to be tipped off of Dash, but that is not the case, as it will stay Part basketball as the ball flies out of bounds. 34 seconds on the shot clock. Jake Block inbounds to Merriweather. Merriweather drives. Gives it to Mizrahi. Mizrahi for three. Bang! Adam Mizrahi for 3 points. Quick paced basketball early on. 3:15 left to play. Becker with the ball, guarded by Moore at half court. Stafford gets it on the left wing. He drives. Screen by Ash. Drives left. Up and under. No good on the lay-in. Rebounded by Merriweather. Bounce past Mizrahi. Mizrahi layup is good. Justin Lambert bringing up the ball. Gives it to Cardello and to Becker. Becker gets the ball. Bounce pass to Ash. Ash guarded by Dash. Justin Lambert for three. It's no good. Rebounded by Moore. And he is fouled on the rebound by number 22, Jack Stafford.
We're getting a little lucky early on. They left that perimeter wide open. That could have been easy 3 points for the Hawks. But early on, the Vikings are attacking early to the rim and are converting on their layups. The Hawks, on the other hand, are getting in transition quite often. And when they've been able to get in transition, they're getting points on the board.
Checking in for the Vikings, number 21, Connor Shanahan. And taking the seat is number 11, Tyler Moore. And for the Hawks, Brandon Mintz is back in for Ash. Mizrahi with the ball on the left wing. Double team and loses the ball. Mintz with the ball, drives. No good on the layup. Good defensive effort by Mizrahi. And Stafford gets the rebound back in the corner. Becker with the ball. 2:10 left to play. Cardello has it. Gives it to Stafford. They're dribbling around. Gives it to Becker. Guarded by Shanahan. Stafford with the ball. 20 on the shot clock. Pulls up from three. And it's good. A soft teardrop shot from the three-point line is good for Jack Stafford. Shanahan with the ball. A dribble at move. Gives it to Mizrahi. Mizrahi. Dribble at move to block. Gives it back to Shanahan. Shanahan drives. Pulls back his dribble. Pass is tipped by Lambert and stolen away. Stafford with the ball. That appeared to be a travel, but there is a foul called on the play. That is a foul on Adam Mizrahi of Fort Washington. It'll be a shooting foul for Jack Stafford as he goes to the line. Shooting two.
The Vikings have plenty of turnovers off pad and from passes that are not consistent. They need to be quicker with their decisions as this game goes along, especially going into the second half.
And Stafford's first shot is way off. Many expected him to be a huge factor in this game as he's one of the best players in the county. And checking in for the Vikings is number 44, Evan Goldstein, and center, Garrett Ressa. And Stafford's second shot from the line is up, and it is good. It is an 11-10 lead in favor of the Hawks with a minute 30 left to play. Merriweather with the basketball. Goes left, baseline, picks up his dribble. A pocket pass to Ressa is stolen, and it is tipped out of bounds off the Hawks. Fort Washington basketball under their own basket. With 21 on the shot clock. Shanahan will inbound the ball. 1:20 left to play in the first quarter. Shanahan inbounds the ball. Ball comes to Merriweather, wide open, puts up the lefty layup, and it is good for 2 points. Becker with the ball, bringing it up, gives it to Lambert. Lambert to Cardello. Cardello drives baseline, pulls it back out to Lambert. Lambert drives, loses the ball. Appears to be a jump ball. That is the call on the court. And it will be Plainview basketball under their own basket. And in high school, they have the possession jump ball. They don't do a real jump ball like in the pros. Becker inbounds the ball to Mintz. Back to Becker in the corner. The corner shot for three. No good. Too long. Rebounded by Goldstein. Goldstein out the pass to Block. Block, good move. Gives it to Goldstein. Goldstein drives. Out to Shanahan. Shanahan drives baseline. Out to Merriweather. Merriweather drives. Good move. Righty layup is no good. And tipped, but regained by Ressa and thrown to Mintz. Lambert driving. Good move. And there is a blocking foul on Jake Block.
I don't know about that one. I thought Jake Block set his feet there. That can be a little questionable from that goal. Mike Schatt. He's coming out. Oh, he's not coming out. He's tagging.
Jake Block is first. Vikings first.
Jake Block's first. And that sure looks like a charge to me.
I would say so myself, Dylan. And going to the line with two shots number 31, Justin Lambert. And set to check in for Plainview is number 3, Mike Schatt. The first shot from Lambert is up, and it's good. Tied at 12. Schatt comes in for Stafford. And Stafford is questioning why he is coming out of the game. Maybe just for rest at the end of this first quarter. But that is for the coach to decide. Lambert, the second shot from the line. It's up. And it's good. 13-12 lead for the Hawks. 38 seconds to play. Five out is called for the Vikings. Jake Block drives to Merriweather. Merriweather to rest at the top of the key. Shot ahead at the right wing. Gives it to Block. Block drives. Bounce pass to Goldstein. Gives it back to Block. Block bounce pass to Merriweather. 20 seconds left. 17 on the shot clock. Merriweather to Ressa. Ressa. Backdoor cut to Block. Up and under. It's good. A pretty basketball move from Jake Block. 6 seconds left. Lambert drives. Mike Schatt with the shot. No good. Block. Half-court shot is up and no good. That is the end of the first quarter. A 14-13 lead in favor of the Vikings. We will be back with second quarter action coming up. Here we are with the Vikings basketball at the start of the second quarter. Court is up 14-13. Vikings starting out with Connor Shannon and Jake Block, Xavier Merriweather, and Goldstein and Garrett Ressa. The Hawks coming out with Stafford, Becker, Cardello, Mintz. And the only possession is a turnover from Jake Block off Evan Goldstein's foot, and it will be immediately the Hawks' ball at the start of the corner. Justin Lambert to inbound. Stafford to bring the ball up to the Hawks, guarded by Xavier Merriweather. He pushes left. Brings it back and chops to Becker. Becker guarded by Shanahan, rolling right. Finds that low to Lambert. Mishandles the pass and it's stolen by Evan Goldstein. Goldstein to Block. Block pushes the court. Kicks out to Goldstein. Goldstein drives baseline. Puts up a floater. Off the back rim and it's in.
A very good move from Evan Goldstein. He has proved himself to be a great shooter, and he drives on that play after the fake shot.
Stafford for the Hawks driving on the side, on the right side, and is fouled by Evan Goldstein. And it will be a Plainview inbound. You look for Court to go on the transition more as this game moves on. They haven't gotten plenty of turnovers on defense, but at the start of the second quarter, Evan Goldstein with a key turnover that leads to a bucket for Court early on. Becker inbounds to Lambert. Lambert driving on Goldstein, puts up a shot, no good. Gets his own rebound and kicks out to Cardello. Cardello drives on Block. On right, and it's good. The layup is in. Jake Block to bring it up to the Vikings. Guarded by Stafford, kicks it up top to Merriweather. Merriweather drives right, gives it to Ressa on the right. Back up top to Block, now to go up to Shanahan. It's the alley, kicks it left to Goldstein, he puts it to three, and it's good! Evan Goldstein from three! You see that plenty of times from Evan Goldstein, as he is almost money from three, it seems, every game, and is clearly a fan favorite of this Vikings team. Back the other way, Stafford kicks out to Cardello, driving baseline. Another floater, and it's good. Quick bucket from the Hawks, going on the other way. Jake Block for the Vikings. Give it to Merriweather, who drives left. Puts up a crazy layup, but is no good, and is rebounded by Stafford. Stafford in quick transition, drives on Goldstein and Block, and puts up a layup that's no good as well. More quick basketball. Merriweather driving, stops at the top of the free-throw line, off the back rim, and it's no good. Rebound to the Hawks. Lambert driving on the left side, goes for a layup, and is fouled by Ressa. He will go to the line and shoot two for the Hawks, as Court leads 19-17 with 6:03 remaining in the second quarter.
Xavier Merriweather does not seem like his normal self with the basketball early on today. He has missed some very easy shots for him in earlier games this year.
No lack of confidence, clearly. He's taking every shot that he sees fit. I've been mistaken about half of his team's shots, it looks like. All he needs to do is convert a couple of layups and he can turn this into a productive day. And the first shot from Lambert is good. In comes Dash for Russell for the Vikings.
Lambert's second attempt from the line. With the cheers from all the fans, the attempt is good. Goes to the inbound for four. Jake Block calling out the play with 6 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. Tied at 19-all. Jake Block drives right, kicks to the right to Goldstein. Goldstein stops, finds Jake Block back at top. He drives on his left, kicks to the left to Stanley. Stanley back at top again. The pass hits with a spinning push, and that is a travel. That is an unnecessary turnover from Daniel Dash. Those are simple plays that can turn into opportunities for the Vikings, but the ball is given right back to the Hawks. Becker bringing up the ball, guarded by Shanahan. Shanahan guarding him tightly. Becker calling out the play for the Hawks. He kicks to the right to Cardello. Cardello guarded by Block. Now to the right to Goldstein. Lambert drives baseline on Goldstein. Kicks out to Stafford. Stafford puts up a crazy lob, but no good. Rebounded by Daniel Dash. Quickly up to Merriweather. He drives on Becker. He drives baseline on three Hawks players. Gets the foul. He is getting his opportunities down low when he will go to the line and shoot one.
And that's the Merriweather that we have seen all year, day in and day out. Going to the basket down low and getting fouled, going to the free throw line. And 9 out of 10 times, I would say, he converts the end one.
Merriweather at the line often this year. Looks to make his 92nd made free throw of the season. Free throw from Merriweather is good. And Portis is a 3-point lead with about 5 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. Stafford bringing up the ball for the Hawks. Gives it up top to Becker. Becker guarded by Shanahan. Now to the left to Mintz. Mintz looking for a pass. Finds Cardello up top. Now to the right to Becker. Becker back up top to Stafford. Stafford spins on Merriweather. Puts up a shot off the front rim. No good. Rebounded to Merriweather. Merriweather driving the court quickly, finds Jake Block, gets down in the layup hard, and the layup is missed, and he will go to the line and shoot two. Jake Block looks a little shaken up from that play. Not giving him a word about that, he seems to be okay. And he will go to the line and shoot two, he seems to be walking it off now. Still wincing in pain a little bit. Here's Aaron Cardell on his first round, that's going to be his fourth team foul. Jake Block seemingly okay, looking to take his first free throw attempt. First attempt is no good off the back rim. And in comes Jagger Alagna for Evan Goldstein. Goldstein's been pretty quiet early on. Last game he hit a total of 7 threes, and now he only has 1 to show for it today. Hasn't really attempted a lot of shots so far, as Xavier Merriweather has taken a lot of shots. And Block hits the second free throw. And the Hawks will bring up the ball. Lambert kicks the left to Cardello, who drives on Block. Layup is no good. Rebounded by Cardello. Puts up a shot and is fouled on the way up. The foul on Jake Block, who questions the call. It looked like he went straight up there, but the call is on Block.
This ref really likes that whistle. Let me tell you, Dylan.
Sometimes you just gotta let him play.
It seems that almost, I'd say 50% of the possessions have been ended in a foul today. You just gotta let this game flow, you gotta let them play.
Cardello's first shot from the free throw line is good. And in comes number 20, Alec Ash, for number 33, Mintz. And out comes Jake Block for the sophomore, Tyler Moore, for the Vikings. Cardello's second attempt from the line is good. And Port retains a 2-point lead with 4:34 remaining. And the sophomore, Tyler Moore, brings up the ball. A surprise start today for the Vikings. Coming back in for the second quarter. And he leads the offense out for this possession. Driving along on the left side. Pulls up. Off the back rim, no good, but a wide open rebound right back to Alagna. He picks out to Shanahan on the right side. A 3-pointer is good from the junior Tony Shanahan. I haven't seen him take many opportunities up to this point, but that looks like a clean 3 right there. Becker calling out the play for the Hawks, guarded by Shanahan. Johnny Alagna playing defense on Lambert. Almost puts the ball away, but he puts back up to Becker. Becker circles around, goes to the right, back up top to Stafford. Stafford hauls up a three, not even close. Rebounded by Daniel Dash. Double teamed off the inbound. And a timeout is taken by Court. And with 3:44 remaining.
That was a very, very scary sight when Daniel gets double teamed over there and he has to put the ball on the floor. You don't want Dash dribbling the ball. That is when the turnovers come.
You gotta get the ball into the ball handlers and with 3:44.
You gotta give the ball to Block, you gotta give it to Shanahan right away. And when Dash gets double teamed, it is most likely going to be a turnover down low.
Certainly you don't want any turnovers here with very little time left in the first half. And with a very small lead up by 5, every turnover counts, and every turnover can lead to a transition bucket going the other way. You have to be very careful with the ball early on. And coming out of the timeout, the Hawks are seemingly coming out with the same lineup as they did before, and as are the Vikings. Junior Connor Shanahan is inbound into his own basket for the Vikings. Moore to bring the ball for the Vikings as well. Merriweather on his right, Shanahan on his left, Daniel down low, and Alagna on the wing. Connor Shanahan at the top, looks cross court to Moore. Moore takes his time, puts up a shot in and out, and gets fouled on the play. And he will go to the line and shoot two. Almost an and one for Tyler Moore. Off a jump shot.
That's a very good look for Moore. Got himself open, and Shanahan saw him with a great pass and almost got the bucket to fall as it went in and out.
Grandy's fifth foul of the quarter, and Ford is almost in the bonus. And the first attempt from the line from Moore is no good. The second attempt, taking his time here, with 3:40 remaining, is also no good, but it's rebounded by Xavier Merriweather. Merriweather back and top to Alagna, takes up a three, takes good! And he is hot coming off the bench.
A very good look for Alagna. And what he does best is shoot the basketball.
Becker with the ball on top of the Hawks. Down low to Cardello. Cardello drives, reverse layup, off the rim, and no good. Rebound into Xavier Merriweather, who now brings up the ball. Looks to the right side to Alagna, who chucks up another three off the front rim, no good. Rebound to Cardello, off Tyler Moore, off a Grandy player, and corralled by Becker. Becker pushing the court to the left side to Lambert. Finds down low. Now to Cardello up top. Cardello dishes to Stafford, and Stafford takes his time. Guarded by Merriweather. Drives right. He drives on three Vikings players, and the foul is on Alagna. He will go to the line and shoot two. An excellent drive from Stafford. And he will go to the line and shoot some more free throws.
I have not seen a game like this where the refs like that whistle this much. Every single possession of late has ended in a foul, and you gotta let these kids play.
The Vikings with an 8-point lead with 2:39 remaining, and the first attempt from the line from Stafford is good. And back comes Mintz for the Hawks, and out comes number 20, Alec Ash. Second attempt from the line from Stafford. Is a swish, and it is got a 6-point lead for the Vikings. Tyler Moore to bring up the ball. He's looking left to Alagna on the left wing. Back on top to Merriweather. Thinks about shooting it. Decides to take the dribble. Guarded by Cardello. He drives left. Double teamed by Becker and Cardello. Now on top to Shanahan. He picks up a three. And it's in. Carter Shanahan. 2-for-2 from 3 points.
Shanahan is an astonishing shooter from the 3-point arc. And he works on that shot in his driveway, at the park, wherever he is, he's working on that 3-point shot.
Such a fluid motion from Shanahan, now gives Fort a 9-point lead. And now, Becker takes a wild 3-pointer that is nowhere near the basket, easily rebounded by Fort. Now Connor Shanahan with the ball again on the left wing. Back up top to Merriweather, drives on Cardello, to Alagna, fakes the shot, drives, jump steps, kicks out to Shanahan.
And Shanahan gave a little stare and a fist bump at that Grandview bench. maybe screaming a little profanity at them. Who knows? But maybe that'll make them even more fired up coming out of this timeout.
With 1:39 remaining, the Vikings have a 12-point lead, their largest of the day. Very successful from the perimeter. Their ball movement is excellent, and their turnovers have been limited, which has helped them expand this lead, closing in the second quarter. Coming out of the timeout, the Hawks come out with the same lineup as they had before. Not really going into the bench that much. Not as much as Port, at least. And it's worked for Port early on. People coming off the bench like Goldstein, Shanahan, Alagna, they've really helped this team thrive here in the second.
And I find it interesting that the three best shooters on the team are all the 6th, 7th, and 8th men on the roster. And I find that a little interesting, as you wouldn't start your three best shooters.
The Hawks inbound their own basket, and Lambert brings up the ball for the Hawks. Becker driving right on Shadow and gives it up top to Cardello, who dishes it to Stafford. Now back to Becker. Cardello drives left, looks for an outlet, finds Stafford in the paint, drives on Daniel, blocked by Daniel Gass. And back in the lane transition, Merriweather drives to Port, jump step, puts up a contested layup, and a junior Merriweather. Never losing confidence, even though he may not hit his shots all the time.
One thing Merriweather does well is keep his composure on every single shot.
The Hawks looking to slow things down. And a three-pointer from Cardello is good. That was big for the Hawks. This lead was expanding. This is left to Merriweather, back up top to Alagna, guarded by Stafford. Moore mishandles the pass, but still retains control. He drives right, double team, looking for a pass, finds Merriweather from beyond the arc. Back to Moore, 4-3, off the back rim, no good, rebounds it to Cardello. He looks to change the pace with 20 seconds remaining. He drives on Alagna, layup is no good, argues for a foul, and with 15 seconds left, this will be the last possession of the first half. From the crowd as Merriweather with 6 seconds remaining drives on the right side, dishes to Moore, who looks for three, and it's good with 1 second remaining, and that's the half. What a way to end the half for Port as they end this half 40-25. An excellent effort from the people on the bench. Youngsters like Moore, Shanahan, and Alagna the senior coming in clutch with 3-pointers and plenty of attempts from beyond the arc. We will be back to you with more Vikings basketball in the first round of the playoffs. Welcome back to Vikings basketball. The start of the second half here. Port up by 15 at a score of 40-25. And to start the third quarter, the Vikings are coming out with Mizrahi, Dash, Merriweather, Moore, and Block. The Hawks are coming out with Cardello, Stafford, Becker, Lambert, and Mintz.
A little confusion. But these refs like to use that whistle, so maybe they're calling another foul. I don't know what they're doing over here. Something's happening. The clock is not set.
Yes,
that is the issue. A packed house today. All of Port Washington's student body is in the building, and they have come out with some cheers that we've never seen before, disrupting Plainview's roster.
More importantly, Matt, what do the Vikings need to do to maintain this lead here in the second half and close out their first playoff win?
I think they got to keep the pace that they're playing at. They got to move the ball. They don't really need to get defensive stops. They're up by 15. If they get some defensive stops, they'll still be in it. If they don't, they'll still be winning. So all they need to do is move the ball, get some opportunities offensively, get Shanahan back in here, get Alagna, Goldstein, anyone who can shoot the ball, get the team electrified, and roll into that second round against Uniondale.
And on the other hand, the Hawks, they really succeeded on the transition side of the basketball, but in the latter half part of the second quarter, Port did not turn the ball over that much. They were very decisive with their passes, and that led to a lot of successful baskets. So here we go, the third and third quarter. It'll be the Hawks ball at midcourt. Cardell on the inbound. He gives it to Lambert, who slowly brings the ball up. And he gives it to Becker on top. And there's an offensive foul right away, going back the other way. A push off. And on midcourt's ball immediately.
What do we say? 7 seconds into the half, the ref uses that whistle. It's not even one of them, it's both of them.
Vikings basketball, Moore up top, driving on Becker. Gives it to Merriweather. Now back up top to Mizrahi, to the right, to Moore. Fakes it to the wing. And he goes down low, now to Dash Dell. Puts up his first shot of the game, and no good.
A good look from Dash, but unable to get it to fall.
The Hawks on the offensive side of the ball now. Becker shouting out the play. Guarded by Block. Doesn't really find any room, but kicks it on top to Cardello. He's guarded by Moore. Gets a pick by Mintz. Drives left, kicks left to Becker. Becker drives. Tries a block by Dana Dash. Probably affected that lamp, and it was no good. Rebounded by Jake Block, who now drives up the court. Gives it to Mizrahi. Down low. Gets the and one. Out of Mizrahi. Very aggressive down low. Gets the and one layup. And he'll shoot one free throw. 1 minute into the third quarter.
Very good move from Mizrahi. An aggressive move down low. And Mizrahi likes to shoot the basketball outside. And it's good to see him getting down low into the paint.
The foul was on Stafford, his second. The free throw attempt from Mizrahi is no good. And the Hawks quickly come back the other way with Cardello. Cardello drives on Dash and is good. An excellent drive on the 6'7" man. And Port looks to transition quickly after that bucket. Jake Block on the right wing gives it back up top to Moore. Moore back to Merriweather, and the call on the play is going against the Vikings. The foul is on Jake Block, and it will be Hawks ball. That's his third foul. And it will be Hawks ball under that basket.
I don't understand what the call was there. Neither did Coach Dooley of the Vikings. But the refs just like to use that whistle, I don't know. I'm having a hard time following the fouls here.
Lambert guarded by Mizrahi. Kicks it back up top to Becker, who throws out the play. On the left is Stafford, but kicks to the right, back to Lambert. As Stafford driving, decides to go to the right wing to Mintz. Mintz hands it off to Stafford. Stafford drives the money, but ball sinking away, and is recovered by Lambert. He dishes to Stafford, and goes up for a layup on the back rim, and it's no good, but he will go to the line and shoot the two. Foul is on Daniel Dash. That's his second foul. Vikings' second team foul. A lot of stop and start play here. Plenty of fouls called here throughout this entire game. Plenty of free throws taken. But only two by Merriweather so far, which is very surprising. Stafford's attempt from the line is good. One more coming from the line. With 6:15 remaining, Port up by 14. Stafford getting echoed by the crowd, puts up a free throw. Off the back rim, dribbles around, and it's good. Jake Block brings up the ball for the Vikings on the left side. He drives to the right on Becker. This is Kamara. He drives baseline, double teams, gives it back to Merriweather right behind him on the right wing. He drives baseline and is double teamed again. He jumps, stops, puts up a left hand in the layup, and it's good.
A very great move from Merriweather on that play.
And the Hawks try to come back with quick pace basketball, but it backfires on them, and there's a quick turnover, and it'll be Vikings ball. Blocks in on Moore, back to Block. Quickly brings up the ball, tries to break apart the zone defense, gives it to Mizrahi, wide open layup, rips apart that defense, and the timeout is called by the Hawks, and the Vikings are fired up, now up by 17 points with 5:44 remaining. And we will be right back to you with more third quarter basketball. Coming out of the timeout, Port up by 17, with just under 6 minutes remaining. The Vikings coming out with the same lineup they had previously. As are the Hawks, and the Hawks will inbound under their basket. Becker to Stafford on the inbound, guarded by Merriweather as he brings up the ball half court. To Becker up top, drives left. gives it to Stafford, who lays it off for Carmelo, and does the same exact thing for Becker, who does it to Stafford again. He's now on top, guarded by Merriweather. Stafford fakes right, drives left, kicks out to Carmelo, who's guarded by Moore. Tries to drive, spins, puts up a layup, and it's good. A very powerful move for number 25, Cardello. Merriweather brings up the ball quickly, gets a little nudge from Cardello. Pushes it deep to Dash, puts up a layup, no good, rebounded by Dash. He kicks out the block, and the two-pointer is good with 5 minutes remaining. 17-point point lead. Stafford for the Hawks brings up the ball. Jake Clark guarding Becker up top very closely. To the right side to Mintz. Now back up top to Stafford, now to the left to Becker. Becker looking for a pass, still got it tightly. Finds Cardello, who drives on Dash, gives up the ball. And it is Vikings ball. The ref did not call a block right there on Daniel Dash. Very surprising. Now Merriweather before gives it on the right wing to Moore. Moore looking for a pass. Tries to get to Merriweather down low, but it's tipped away and taken away by Stafford.
And defense by Cardello on the post move from Merriweather.
Now Stafford back the other way, gets an and one from the Hawks. A nice and forceful layup from Stafford. It seems that that's the only way the Hawks are getting some baskets out here. Nice drives. And in comes Mike Shaq, the number 33, Brandon Mintz. Stafford going to the line. The foul was on Adam Mizrahi. That's his third foul. And Jack Stafford will shoot two. Will shoot one from the line, excuse me. Stafford's attempt from the free throw line. In and out. Rebounded by Shad, but there's a foul on the play. There's a call. It'll remain Hawks ball.
An air horn sound from the fans of Fort Washington, and the ref calls it. And I don't know what the supervisors are doing here, but normally they just kick everyone out because they scream and they don't like anyone. So this will be
interesting here. Pointing out a couple of Vikings fans that are getting a little too rowdy in the stands over there. It looks like he's getting the boot.
Stanley Elise from the senior class of Fort Washington is booing his own school supervisors.
This is a big delay from the actual game itself.
Players are huddling with their team to keep their composure.
Oh, it was because of the horn that the Vikings fan was playing that was distracting the players from the free throw. There still seems to be some confrontation, but while that happens, what are the Vikings doing right at the start of this third quarter?
They're moving the ball, like I said, at halftime. And they're getting that early bucket. They're finding the open man. What else can you do? Just find the open man, get the shot, especially with this lead of 15 right now. Just keep this lead going into the fourth quarter, and they'll be fine. They can even empty their bench, I think, and get everyone some minutes. Going into the second round of the playoffs against Uniondale.
It's also very important that the Vikings are not turning the ball over as much as they usually are. Only a few turnovers to count so far, and it's really led to a huge Vikings lead in this playoff game against their main rival, Plainview. Looks like we will resume play soon if the fans are unwilling to quit. And there's a technical foul. Was that a foul on the Vikings fan base?
I do not like that call. This is a high school basketball game, as Stafford hits the shot. This is a high school basketball game. The fans are going to cheer for their school. You got to let them, no matter what they do.
He's shooting two from the line right now. He missed the first one. The second attempt is good.
Meanwhile, the supervisors are standing on the court. This is a three-shot technical foul. I've never seen that in my entire life.
Wow.
I have seen flagrant fouls. I've never been three shots. You're telling me an air horn from the fans is worse than a flagrant foul. I have a lot of rage right now.
However, despite your rage, the Hawks will retain the basketball, now only down by 13. Out comes Mike Shatt. for the block.
This basketball game is getting out of hand, as do a lot of Plainview Pro Washington rivalries, especially in volleyball and baseball.
That gets an inbound for the Hawks at midcourt. It seems as though Mike Schatt is coming back in. There seems to be some confusion still with the substitutions for the Hawks side. And Mintz is coming out once again. It looks like a substitution that will take place shortly. But as of right now, we resume play with 4:15 remaining. Number 31, Lambert, brings up the ball. Mike Schatt on the left side. Back up top to Becker. Calls out his play, guarded tightly by Jake Bloch. That's on the left side to Lambert. Mike Schatt sends the pick. He drives on Daniel Dash, puts up a layup. No good. Rebounded by Daniel Dash.
Good defensive play there on Dash. He kept his hands up and didn't fall for whatever move that Lambert did.
Mizrahi on the right side, driving for another wide-open layup. Very powerful.
A rare sighting of Adam Mizrahi getting to the layup with ease.
He's been doing that quite often in this game. He's been very successful down there. Now for the Hawks. Up top is number 25, Cardello, guarded by Moore. Kicks out to Schatt. Now to the right side for number 21, Becker, no good, but it's rebounded to Schatt. He kicks up top to Stafford. He drives on a couple Vikings. The layup is no good. And now another layup attempt is fouled by Daniel Dash. He was under the basket. That seemed like an unnecessary foul. That's his third personal. And the Vikings are looking to make a substitution with Stafford going to the line again. Shanahan and Alagno are ready to come back in. Shanahan coming off a hot first half with three 3-pointers. Dash with 3 fouls and sophomore Tyler Moore coming out for the Vikings. The first attempt from the line is good from Stafford. With 3:17 remaining, the Vikings lead by 50-36. Second attempt from the line is good. Merriweather to inbound, chasing full court press. He passes to Shanahan, he's already double teamed. And there's a travel on Connor Shanahan. The full court press works that time for the Hawks.
I didn't like that call at all. I think he held his pivot foot down. He got trapped. So I think that on the next play, if they're pressed, I think they have to have a guy set a screen for the ball handler so he can free himself open.
Quick change in momentum here in the third quarter. Horry needs someone to make a big play right now. And now for the Hawks, the three-pointer attempt is no good from Stafford. And there is a foul on the Hawks under the basket. And the Vikings will return the basketball under their own basket. Again, facing the full court press.
Words are being exchanged back and forth with these teams right now. And again, the refs blow the whistle because the horn sounded, so everyone has to stop playing the game. The refs, this is very, very a delay of this basketball game.
The foul was on Mike Schatt. It was a quick correction. And Connor Shanahan, the junior, is 3-for-3 from 3-point range. The inbound, quick ball movement from Port as they try to escape the trap. Mizrahi gets past midcourt, and now has Shanahan on top, who dishes to the right side to Merriweather. Merriweather looks to shake on the defender, gets fouled on the way up, and he will go to the line and shoot two.
I think that the ref blew the whistle before Merriweather even got up to shoot the ball. There was no foul until after the whistle was blown. The refs have to stop blowing the whistle unless there's an actual foul on the play.
Refs are calling this game very tightly, and it seems there are benefit in Port greater than it has the Hawks, considering the lead that they have now. Merriweather's first attempt in the line. That's the front rim and no good. For the Hawks, out comes Mike Schatt, and in comes Mintz. Becker getting some words from his coach. And Merriweather will shoot his second attempt from the line. Off the front rim and also no good. 2 missed free throws from Merriweather. He is 1-for-4 from free throws today. And the other way is an attempt by Cardello on a quick transition lane. It's no good. And now Merriweather brings back the ball the other way with the long from three. In and out, no good. Rebound to 33, number 33, Mintz.
A good strong rebound there by Mintz.
Becker guarded by Shanahan at the top of the midcourt. Now Stafford on the right side. Gives it to Becker, gives it back to Stafford where he previously was. On the right side. He drives on Merriweather. A switch, and it's stopped by Xavier Merriweather on the attempted layup. And now back the other way, Jake Bond with a behind the back dish to Merriweather. And Merriweather looks for a pass off Jake Bond's leg. And it's somehow recovered by Merriweather, who finds his shot. He's down low, and the layup is good.
What a circus play on that possession there. And the Vikings did a great job of getting the ball back.
That's excellent awareness from Merriweather. Just crack that ball down and find his shot. He's down low. Now back the other way, a three-pointer is no good from the Hawks. An attempt by Lambert. Vikings clearly like this fast-paced basketball. And Merriweather drives deep in the paint. Catch the block and throw! And the foul.
Offensive foul.
Xavier Merriweather.
That is a horrible call. I don't think I've ever seen a call that bad. No one in this gym likes it. And this ref is very, very annoying with these calls. They are not good. You got to find some new refs in this organization. These look like Catholic Youth Organization basketball refs out here.
And now, with Matt's strong opinion, with 124 remaining here in the third quarter, the Vikings lead 52-37. And the Hawks to inbound under their own basket. Lambert gives it to Cardello, who gives it right back to Lambert. He slowly brings up the ball. Becker up top, gives it to Mintz at the top on the left side. Now to a wide open Lambert from the perimeter. No good. Rebound to Jake Block. He gets to push the court. A home run pass to Connor Shanahan. Quick dish from his run. He goes up for a layup and is fouled. And he will go to the line and shoot two.
Another call. Every single possession is a foul.
Well, that one looked like a foul there. Mizrahi went up, and it looks like he flipped his arm now. It's a stricken playoff.
I don't know whether it's everyone being too aggressive here or if it's the refs just using that whistle.
The foul was on Mintz. That's his second. And Mizrahi's first attempt from the line is good. And Court has a 16-point lead with just over a minute remaining here in the third quarter. This Rodney's second attempt is good. Clearly unfazed by Plainview's fans' attempt to say the ABCs. Stafford for the Hawks drives right on Merriweather. He goes up for a layup, up and under, and it's good. 45 seconds remaining. Xavier Merriweather brings up the ball for Fort. He drives right on Cardello. Picks out to Rodney. Fakes the shot. Puts the pulls up in front of the three-point line. Off the front rim. No good. Rebound to the Hawks. Becker drives on Shanahan, pulls up from the back of the free throw line, and is fouled on the way up, and he will go to the line with 30.6 seconds remaining.
Foul's on Jagger Wagner, his first.
The foul is on Alagna, his first. And some more free throws will be taken. An often occurring so far here in this game. Dano Dash getting ready to come in as a substitution. And so is Mike Schrock for the Hawks. His first attempt is good from the line, and in come Mike Schott and Dano Dash. Out comes Mintz for the Hawks and Jagger Alagna for the Vikings. Four-team-point lead for the Vikings. 30 seconds remaining. The second attempt in and out for Becker and Xavier Merriweather the rebound. He gives it to Jake Block on the left side, looks to slow it down to possibly the last possession of the third quarter. 15 seconds remaining. Merriweather on the right side. With 9 seconds remaining, Merriweather drives right. Double teams by Schott and Becker, kicks it out to Block, fakes the pass for 2 seconds, puts up the layup, no good, and a foul with very limited time remaining on the layup. and the clock has expired, but the refs do concur that there is a foul.
I think that is the most obvious call all day, and finally they made a good call.
And with no time left here in the third quarter, Daniel Dash will shoot from the line.
Pressure's on, and as we've seen in other sports, Dash does not like this pressure.
His first attempt on the line is in and out to your prediction. One more shot from the line, and we will head to the fourth quarter with a double-digit lead from the Vikings here in the first round of the playoffs. His second attempt on the line is way off, and that is the end of the third quarter. The Vikings lead 54-40, and we will be right back to you with more Vikings basketball.
We are set to go for fourth quarter basketball, a 54-40 lead in favor of the Vikings. And whoever wins this moves on to play Uniondale in the second round. Block receives the inbound pass, gives it to Mizrahi in the corner. Mizrahi is called for a travel, which is a weird call since he was dribbling the basketball when he was called for the travel. I didn't know you could dribble and get called for a travel. But you learn something new with these terrible refs every day. Lambert with the ball, gives it to Cardella. Cardella drives and gives it back to Lambert. Stafford with the ball, top of the key. He drives right, guarded by Dash. Dash is called for the foul. And one. Stafford is fired up, gets his bench into it. Let's go. That's what he's saying to his team right now. That is Dash's fourth foul. He is in foul trouble now. He has to stay away from those fouls as he is a huge defender down low for the Vikings. Stafford's one free throw is up and no good, back iron. Block with the ball, bringing it up, crossing half court. Mizrahi with the ball, top of the key. Moore on the right wing. Moore driving left. Dash at the perimeter. Mizrahi, top of the key, drives, up and under. It's good on the floater.
Mizrahi very aggressive down low. That's his fourth made layup of this game.
Becker with the ball, gives it to Stafford at the top. Stafford slowing it down. Gives it to Cardello. Cardello drives. Blocked by Jake Block. Regained possession by Cardello, and he catches the ball out of bounds. He is yelling at the refs. And now coming in is Garrett Ressa in for Dash, as Dash has four fouls in this contest. Moore gives it to Merriweather to bring up the basketball. He's guarded by Stafford. Jake Block with the ball. And it picks his pocket from Becker. And it will be poor basketball. Teammate will be playing new basketball. But that appears to be tipped straight out of Block's hands and just went straight out of bounds. I don't understand how that could be playing new basketball.
Looks a little confused on that play. Block clearly thought it was out on the Plainview player, but it will remain Hawks ball under their own basket.
And Stafford will inbound. He gives it to Cardello. Cardello brings up the ball and gives it to Becker. Becker, spin move, fakes the pass to Stafford and gives it to Lambert. Lambert's driving. Out to Becker. Becker for three. Off the front iron. Rebounded by Mizrahi. Block bringing up the ball. Bounce pass to Merriweather. Good dribble move. Mizrahi fakes the three. Drives. Up and under. Off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Ressa. And Ressa loses the ball. Ressa and Block collide. It is a fast break. Cardello with the floater. No good. Rebounded by Mintz. Back up. Mintz with the layup. Timeout called, I think, by the Hawks, but I am not sure right now. Timeout is for Plainview. It will be a 30-second timeout with 6:02 left to play in the fourth quarter. And we'll be back with more to this game coming up. Coming out of the timeout, Port Washington basketball. With 6:02 left to play, it is a 12-point lead for the Vikings. Bounce pass is stolen away by Plainview. Mike Schott with the ball, drives, puts up the layup, blocked by Moore.
and Resser throws the ball right back. Foul on Mike Sack.
Foul on Mike Sack. That is his third foul. Vikings ball. They are in the bonus. And Resser will go to the line to shoot.
Poured in the bonus early on. It's 6 minutes remaining. That's pretty early.
A one-on-one. 1-1 for the Vikings. If Resser makes the first, he gets another shot. If he misses, it doesn't matter. And Shat will come out and Mintz will check back in. And Ressa's shot is no good. A weird bounce, but doesn't get it to fall. Lambert with the rebound. Crossover on Merriweather. Good move. Becker with the ball. Gives it to Stafford. Stafford slowing it down. I don't know why he could be slowing it down with a 12-point deficit. A good pass into Cardello. Good defense. Lambert fakes the three. Drives baseline. Goes up. Draws the foul. No good on the lay-in.
It's a good job by Lambert to draw the foul and Ressa. He clearly threw his body into him a little. Not enough to call for an offensive foul, but a great job to draw the foul on Ressa. And he will go to the line and shoot two.
12-point Vikings lead. 5:35 left to play. Lambert going to the line. His first shot is good from the charity stripe. Checking in is Mike Schatt again in for Brandon Mintz. They seem to be swapping back and forth here. Must be some strategy, a play, a rebound, I don't know what it is. Offense, I don't know. Lambert's second shot is up and good. Switches both, and now Plainview has cut it to a 10-point deficit. Block will inbound, gives it to Merriweather. Merriweather driving. Good move, up, with the layup, it's good. He freed himself open. A great move by the Long Island, one of the best top of Long Island players. Becker for three, on the other side, no good. Rebounded by Merriweather, passes to Block. Block, bounce pass to Ressa, Ressa's layup is good. Plainview is falling behind on defense, they are unable to get back on defense. And that is going to hurt them if they keep it up. Stafford driving. Kicks it out to Lambert. Lambert fakes a shot. Pulls up from the baseline. From the elbow. No good. Block rebound. Fast break. Layup is good. That's a 6-0 run for the Vikings. Lambert back the other way to Becker. Becker gives it to Cardello. He drives. Spin move. Good move by Dirk Nowitzki. No good on the shot. There's a foul on Plainview. The foul is on number three, Mike Schatt, with the push.
The Vikings have been very successful on transition, and they are in the bonus right now, and Garrett Ressa will shoot 2-3-1. But the Hawks have deepened this hole they've dug themselves in. Because they're taking crazy shots, they're nowhere near the basket. They're taking four shots. But you have to give credit to the Port defense here, really forcing these outside perimeter shots. And the Hawks have had a tough time driving in the lane as often as they are right now.
And that is Schatt's fourth foul. Incoming again is Mintz. And Ressa's shot is good, and he will get another one. And Ressa's second shot from the line is up, and it is good on the friendly roll. A weird bounce on a Kristaps Porzingis from a couple weeks ago. Off the top of the backboard and falling back in. Stafford for three, and he buries the three-pointer. Excuse me, that was a two. His foot was on the line. Merriweather crosses up. Euro step, good move, layup no good, and Lambert outlet pass to Becker, Becker up and under, it's good, and one.
Four attempts for Moore there, he didn't really set his feet, and it looks like he wanted to try to draw the charge there, but he failed to set his feet at all, and therefore it was an easy and one.
14-point lead, and another substitution is Schatt again in for Mintz. I think that might be the 10th time at least that they have subbed in for each other. Becker's shot is good from the line. A 13-point lead for the Vikings. Merriweather gets the inbound pass. Double team, gives it to Moore. Moore brings it off.
Looks like a travel there.
Gives it to Ressa in the corner. Block with the ball. He drives right. Bounce pass to Mizrahi. Outlet pass. Putting back door is Merriweather. And the assist from Mizrahi on the layup from Merriweather is good. Stafford drives. Gives it to Becker at the top. Becker drives. And there is another foul. Yet again, these refs do not stop blowing the whistle. Push on Tyler Moore. That is his second foul. And now Plainview is in the bonus. They will go to the line for 1-1.
Maybe a too little too late for the Hawks here. Down by 15 with 3:36 remaining. They're going to need a big push coming into the end here and a couple defensive stops to try to thrust them into this game at all.
And the shot from Becker is up and good. And now he will get a second shot. And coming in is Dash in for Ressa for the Vikings. And Shanahan is in for Moore. Becker's second shot from the charity stripe is no good. Rebounded by Dash. Merriweather brings up the ball. 14-point lead. Merriweather, good driving move. Good move. And one. Merriweather with an astonishing move to get to the hole. The foul is on Lambert. And another substitution is Shad coming out for Mintz. That is so many substitutions that they have done back and forth with each other.
I don't think it's helped at all either way. I mean, still down by 16 points. And both of those players haven't really produced offensively. Mike Shad with a couple of offensive fouls have led to turnovers.
And Merriweather's shot from the line is up and good, like usual. And Stafford handling the point guard duties on this play. He drives, baseline, almost dunks, gets his own rebound, puts it back up for the layup. Timeout is called by the Plainview JFK Hawks. A 69-54 lead at the end of this first quarter. Excuse me, the fourth quarter. 3 minutes left. And we'll be back with the last 3 minutes of this game. Coming out of the break for Washington basketball with a 15-point lead. Shanahan will inbound. Shanahan, full court pass, stolen away by Lambert. Lambert gives it to Mintz, and Mintz right back to Lambert. Stafford, cross court to Becker. Becker drives, gives it to Stafford. Stafford, guarded by Merriweather. Cardello for three, no good. Rebounded by Merriweather. Frees himself up. And that's a jump ball. It'll be a Plainview ball.
For the first time, I think that was a good call by the refs. It's a jump ball, and it remains Hawks' possession.
Cardello bringing up the ball. 2:50 left to play in the game. Becker for three. It's good. Brandon Becker for three. And they're cutting right back into this game. Here's Goldstein in for the Vikings. They need a big shot from him. Merriweather bounce pass to Mizrahi. Mizrahi is blocked away by Lambert. 26 seconds on the shot clock. Shanahan is inbounding the ball. Calls the play and the pass. Timeout by Port Washington as they want to draw up an under the basket play. This is a full timeout. We will see you right after this on WDOT Port Washington. And we are back out of the timeout on WDOT Port Washington. 69-57 lead for the Vikings in the last 2 minutes and 30 seconds of this game. are right now with the inbound from Shanahan. Pass goes in to Merriweather. Merriweather puts up a quick shot and gets the layup to fall.
An excellent set piece from Fort coming out of the timeout. He's doing easy two for Merriweather.
Stafford gives it to Cardello. Cardello drives right. Spin move with the left hand. Off and one. Another foul is called here. The foul is on Mizrahi. That is his fourth foul. And Cardello goes to the line for the end one shot. He will convert the old-fashioned three-point play if he hits a free throw.
I haven't seen that a lot from Cardello this whole game, and that was a very powerful drive on two Vikings players.
And his shot is good from the line. An 11-point lead now for the Vikings. Bounce pass to Goldstein. Goldstein to Shanahan. Shanahan to Merriweather. And Merriweather now wins right. And one! Tic-tac-toe like in hockey. A good basketball drive right there, as you would say. Back and forth with the passes, finding the open man for the end one. 13-point lead for the Vikings, and Mizrahi goes to the line.
The Vikings seem to have figured out the full court trap, and they break out of that quite easily and leads to an end one for Mizrahi.
Free throws no good. Outlet pass to Stafford. Becker for three, no good. Rebounded by Mizrahi for the Vikings. Goldstein with the ball, and he is fouled by Becker. Goldstein will go to the free throw line. I believe they are still in the 1-1.
Fouls on Brandon Becker is third.
Excuse me, they're in the double bonus. It will be two shots for Goldstein. Haven't seen much of Goldstein today after that 25-point performance in the last home game. And his first shot from the line is good. And Evan has named himself a lethal shooter on this roster. 1:56 left to play. A 14-point lead for the Vikings. Second free throw is good. And that is a 15-point lead for the Vikings here. With under 2 minutes to go. Cardello behind the back. Up in the paint. It's good on the floater. Timeout by Plainview. You are listening to WDOT Port Washington, and we'll be right back with the last minute and 48 seconds of the game. We are back here live from Paul D. Schreiber High School in Port Washington as Connor Shanahan will inbound the ball. A minute 47 left to play, and they break the full court press. Pass almost mishandled by Merriweather, but he regains it. Gives it to Shanahan. Shanahan's pass is tipped. And out of bounds, it will stay Port basketball. A very good box out by Mizrahi there. This is the first sighting of senior Crew Weingard, who is the usual point guard slash shooting guard on this team. Shanahan inbounds it to Block. Block will dribble it out to the top of the key to Merriweather. Merriweather to Mizrahi. Mizrahi is fouled on the floor. A minute 29 left. Mizrahi will go to the line for two on the double bonus. And Josh Cohen is set to check in for the Hawks. Another multi-sport athlete on this team as he's part of the men's volleyball roster as well.
Mizrahi going to the line again. He's been very successful down low for this entire game. And he's been underlooked, as one might say here. And Weingard comes out for Goldstein as Port looks to close this game out with 1:30 remaining.
And the first shot is up and it's off the front iron, no good. Checking in is Josh Cohen in for Brandon Mintz. And Mizrahi's second shot from the stripe is good. And that is the touch we normally see from Adam Mizrahi. Full court press from the Vikings. Stafford with the ball guarded by Merriweather. Crossover move, pull up from the elbow. Buries the shot, silences the crowd, and Block escapes the press, gives it to Merriweather, and Merriweather is fouled. The foul is on number 21, Brandon Becker, and Merriweather goes to the line now for two on the double bonus.
That's the last person you want to foul here. Merriweather extremely consistent from the line, but hasn't made many free throws tonight, as he hasn't really gone to the line that often. He's made one free throw tonight.
Merriweather's first shot from the line is up and good. Like, it's easy for him every single time. .77-64. And the second shot is good from Merriweather. Cardello bringing up the ball. Crossover, driving, spinning again with the right hand, and one, another foul. Every single possession, that whistle is blown. Foul, 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 foul. Jake Block's fourth foul right there. And Cardello will go to the line, I believe, for his third end one opportunity tonight. And Alec Ash will come in for Josh Cohen. Cardello's shot completes the three-point play as he sinks the free throw. Crew Weingard with the ball. Gets trapped. Merriweather. I believe the player Crew Weingard called the timeout before he found the open man. Very upset at himself. A minute to go. You are listening to WDOT Port Washington, and we'll be right back. Back here live from the Schreiber Gymnasium. A 78-67 lead for the Vikings. A minute to go. And Mike Schatt and Alec Ash, two bench players, are in. And Stafford is not in for the Hawks. I don't know why he is not in, as he is the best player on this team by far. The game is pretty close with a minute left. You want him in the game. Inbound to Jake Block, and Block is fouled. And here comes Stafford checking back in. Stafford and Cohen will check back in for Schatt. And Goldstein will go to the table to check in as Block goes to the line for two shots to make it a 13-point lead. First shot is no good. Off the back iron. Cohen checks in for Ash. And Schatt coming out for Stafford. A minute exactly on the clock. Block with the ball, shooting the free throw, and it's good. A 79-67 lead, under a minute to go. Stafford drives, good move, layup is good. Doesn't really mean anything. 10-point lead for the Vikings with 50 seconds left. And another foul. We have come to that time where the last minute of this game will take about 20 minutes in real time. They will foul on every time the Vikings touch the ball until it is out of reach.
Goldstein will go to the line for two as they are in the double bonus.
The Hawks praying for some missed free throws here from Goldstein. It's the only thing keeping their playoff hopes alive with 46.8 seconds remaining, excuse me.
And Goldstein's shot is no good off the front iron. Still a 10-point lead for the Vikings. Second shot from Goldstein is good. And Stafford will bring up the ball. And I believe he will take it himself all the way. Puts the shot up, air balls. And Merriweather with the rebound. Gives it to Goldstein, to Shanahan. Shanahan drives and is fouled on the play. An 11-point lead for the Vikings. And Shanahan goes to the line for two. And Shanahan's first shot is off the mark. 80-69 here. 33 seconds left to play. Shanahan for his second shot from the stripe. And that one is good. 81-69. Stafford gives it to Becker. Becker driving. Spin move. Layup. No good. And he throws Shanahan to the floor. Shanahan does not like it, saying some words back. And I believe Shanahan will go back to the line. Becker's fifth foul of the game, and he is fouled out. And the gym is getting loud here with the last 25 seconds of the first round of the playoffs. Coming in for Becker, she is fouled out, number 15, Matt Hines. And the Vikings clear the bench. Coming in is Ben Winselbaum, Anken John Levent, and Jack Stolper. A very good performance from the Vikings today. And they will move on to the second round at Uniondale next week. Shanahan's shot is good from the free throw line. And the Hawks clear the bench. Coming in is Michael Cole, number 23, Matt Safer, Alec Ash, and number 30, John Tavell. The seniors get the hugs from coach for a great season and some tears from the Hawks. They are hiding it. And Shanahan's second shot is good. Alec Ash with the ball, drives, steps out of bounds, turnover, Vikings ball. And Brandon Becker, starting senior point guard, the tears are falling from his eyes as that was his last game ever as a Plainview JFK Hawk. Goldstein with the ball, gives it to Levent. Back to Goldstein. Goldstein drives, 5 seconds left. Three. And that is the ball game. The Shriner Vikings will move on to the second round. An 83-69 lead for the Vikings. And Plainview is hurt. They are very up.